Hello, and welcome to this month's recipe section. We're rapidly approaching Halloween, so I thought we would look at some recipes for half-frozen adults and children who've been out doing what Americans call trick-or-treat. There's clear evidence that this saying to accompany begging for offerings at doors is American in origin and has only become popular in Europe since the 1920s. In Scotland and Ireland, the children of my generation went guising, that is, dressed up, usually as witches or ghosts or something on that theme, and we were required to perform for our apples and peanuts, and only very recently for chocolate. A similar tradition in England of children begging for soul cakes at the door goes back several hundred years. Altogether, it's likely that such customs were based around the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, where the world of the living and the dead were close, and the spirits needed to be placated. The children in disguise were taking offerings on behalf of the spirits, and any tricks were never mentioned, since everyone knew what would happen if you didn't keep them happy. The later festival of Halloween, or All Souls Night, is a nice example of the Christian tradition of adopting and repurposing pagan festivals. In any case, it's a good excuse for easy comfort food, quickly prepared and enjoyed late in the evening. And of course, these recipes will do equal duty on Bonfire Night, otherwise known as Guy Fawkes, and a tradition that the English can truly claim as their own. First, a soup that can be kept warm and will feed both vegetarians and meat eaters happily. There's nothing traditional about this, but that's the whole point of cooking. You adapt recipes to cater for changing tastes and for what ingredients are available to you now. And this is called butternut squash and coconut soup. And the ingredients, one butternut squash, one medium onion, two vegetable stock cubes, one tin of coconut milk, and one teaspoon of prepared red chilli from a jar. And the method, peel the squash and the onion, chop into rough chunks and put into a large heavy-based pan. Add the coconut milk, the stock cubes and the chilli and top up with boiling water to cover all the veg. Bring to a simmer and cook until all the veg are soft. And either liquidise in batches or use a stick blender to reduce the soup to a smooth consistency. Add water to get the consistency you want. If you're serving it in mugs, it needs to be a little thinner than if served in plates. And a couple of tips to make things even easier. You can buy frozen bags of prepared butternut squash. Butternut squash is actually quite difficult to peel. And you can use a fresh red chilli if you have it, but remember not to include the seeds, as they can be several times hotter than the chilli flesh, and always use gloves if you're preparing fresh chilli. And if you're going to serve this soup at the table, it's excellent with a dollop of creme fraiche and some fresh chopped coriander. And it also freezes well. Next, sausages on sticks, or as my daughter would say, sausage lollipops. Ingredients. One sheet of ready-rolled puff pastry. One pack of good quality sausages, either pork or vegetarian or some of each. Tomato ketchup. And a pack of short wooden kebab sticks. Online suppliers, who are obviously going to remain nameless, can provide a bamboo version in the shape of a sword, or you can cut large sticks in half. And you will need milk or egg to brush the pastry. And the method? Soak the wooden sticks in water for at least 2 hours to stop them burning. Lay the pastry on a floured work surface and brush the whole thing with ketchup. If you're using normal-sized sausages, cut them in half and push a kebab stick into the cut surface to make a lollipop. If you're using the little sausages, you just use a whole one. Cut the pastry into squares and wrap each sausage lolly in a pastry square. And the ketchup not only avoids you having to serve ketchup, but also makes the pastry stick nicely. Lay the lollies in a single layer on a baking sheet. And a good tip is to line the baking sheet with paper to reduce the washing up. Brush them with egg or milk and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 180 degrees C, for 15 minutes or until golden. I'm fairly reluctant to give a recipe for pudding at this point, since most of the people you'll be feeding will be full of chocolate and sweets. But if you're having a party for Halloween, you could cut a lengthwise slit in some large bananas, insert a couple of chocolate buttons or a square of dark chocolate for the grown-ups, and bake them in the oven on the shelf under the sausage lollies for the same length of time. And to serve the bananas, Widen the slit where you put the chocolate and add a little cream and or brandy for the adults, and these will be hot, so you need to leave them to cool a little for the children, and you will need to eat them with a spoon because the banana becomes very soft. Enjoy Halloween, and when it comes to it, enjoy Bonfire Night. Bye-bye.